Let's go down to sports. Bummies and peanuts and a hard hat. Yesterday, the Chicago Cubs defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 10-7. Aramis Ramirez hit three home runs, but the real lead is no fan got bonked. Wrigley Field is now trussed with netting that's been installed to keep chips of old concrete from falling from the upper decks onto spectators. Three concrete shards have fallen in recent weeks. No one's been hurt. The Cubs say the structure's sound, but the phrase, Cub fans were crushed, may no longer be just a simile. Ron Rappaport is our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition. He joins us from Bayfield, Wisconsin this weekend. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Far enough from the deluge to avoid injury up there?
As far away as I could get, the shores of Lake Superior.
Ron, the city of Chicago certified on Friday that Wrigley Field, you know, which has been running and open with baseball since 1916, is safe. But people have to be careful, don't they?
Well, yeah, I guess they do, Scott. I don't know whether you got a look at that netting stretched under the stands yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the closing scene in Little Shop of Horrors. Everybody was supposed to feel perfectly safe as long as nothing weighing more than 350 pounds fell more than 50 feet. And one independent entrepreneur was selling fake hard hats at $10 a copy outside the ballpark. Now, there weren't many takers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scott, Cub fans are a hardy bunch. They're used to a lot. They've seen worse than this over the years.
Well, you know, but the park is the appeal of some, particularly, I must say, in a year like this, when there some Cub fans would say the only problem is that the chips of concrete aren't falling on the batting order.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is an old ballpark, and it's in an area where it freezes and it thaws, and there's been a lot of beer poured on it over the years.
Yeah.
This is what can happen. And cement has been explained to me. Do you know my daughter, Julie, has a PhD in cement, actually? She works for a firm called Exponent Failure Analysis, which does exactly this kind of work, emergency inspection and correction work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's only been to Wrigley Field as a spectator, but she says there's no reason the ballpark can't be made safe. You just go around putting new cement on the old cement, and it works perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a relief, at least. But the way the Cubs handled this, one piece fell, they didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now another piece falls, and almost hits a kid, and again, there not much is said. And then a third piece falls. And, Scott, as soon as you could say Mayor Daley, they had inspection engineers from the Cubs, from the city, running all over the place. They didn't get their permit for yesterday's game until a few hours before it was played. That's cutting it pretty close, even for the Cubs.
I must say, I hope Greg Maddux – can I say this on the air? I hope Greg Maddux gets his 300th victory on Sunday. They're playing the Phillies. But I want to ask you a quick question about Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Knocked out last night, fourth round by the British heavyweight Danny Williams. Here's a man who should quit for his own good, I don't mind saying, but can't because he's $38 million in debt.
Well, it's really kind of a sad thing to see that happen. But he's, you know, when he loses to a guy that nobody's ever heard of this fast, you've got to think that this is going to be the end. But you know what? He's become sort of a freak show. It's just kind of like you want, like an accident, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take your eyes off it. You want to see what's going to happen next. And as long as he's got this kind of appeal, as long as people want to pay, maybe he'll keep fighting even after this.
Well, Ron, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition.